Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Do You Know Who I Am is the title of a 1-act show featuring autobiographical monologues written and performed by young undocumented immigrants. Here are some of their voices.
We can't get jobs like everyone else.
No tenemos papeles.
We don't have papers.
It was harder on me than all I had been through so far being undocumented.
Do you want to know what my dream is? What my 9-digit American dream is?
I can tell you now that my name is Juan Manuel Juarez Luna.
My name is Victor Uriel Galvan Ramirez.
Do You Know Who I Am is being staged at the Modus Theater in Boulder, Colorado, and afterwards the actors lead discussions on immigration reform and the Dreamer program. Well, this weekend, the play is being turned on its head when the Boulder District Attorney, the county sheriff, police chiefs from Boulder, Longmont, Louisville, and Lafayette, and others take on the roles of undocumented immigrants for one performance. And joining us from the studios of KUVO in Denver, Colorado, is Boulder County District Attorney Stan Garnett. Stan, welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll also be hearing from Victor Galvan. I think we heard a little of you, Victor, in that opening montage, one of the writers and performers in the original version of Do You Know Who I Am? Victor, welcome to you as well.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Victor, you being in this program and helping create it makes a lot of sense. Do we understand you were brought to the U.S. at the age of 8 months?
That's right.
And so what has this program meant for you to have a voice in it?
You know, I have been telling my story since I was, you know, about, I'd say, 13, but, you know, more in third person as if I was reading someone else's monologue. And through Modus Theater, you know, the work that I'd been doing in immigrant rights and as an activist, I really learned to tune in the more emotional part of my story and not just as facts and statements.
Well, I'm imagining that part of that story is not knowing when you might get thrown out of the country. And here you have law enforcement officials actually taking over these roles. Before we ask District Attorney Stan Garnett, your thoughts about having law enforcement speak these words.
You know, it's an interesting step for us because we had agreed as a group that we would never have anyone read our stories without our permission, and to have this opportunity to have not only the district attorney and the Boulder sheriff, but chiefs of police to read our story in such a pivotal moment where not just immigrants, but Mexican immigrants specifically are being targeted by the current administration is powerful. To hear the words, "I am not a criminal," uttered by law enforcement through our monologues, for me, is very, very powerful.
Well, let's bring in District Attorney Garnett. Your thoughts, to some people, this will be counterintuitive. You know, I can hear, I'm imagining people have said to you, aren't you supposed to be prosecuting undocumented immigrants, not performing their words? What do you say?
Well, you know, I've been District Attorney Robin now for almost 9 years, and we've had out of my office what we've called the Immigrant Protection Initiative in place for 6 years. We have spent a lot of time working with marginalized communities in Boulder County, people who feel afraid, who don't feel confident that they can trust police or law enforcement to build their trust, because everybody involved in law enforcement knows that if the people you're trying to protect don't trust you, don't think they can call you, can't report crimes, then the bad guys are going to take advantage of that and you're going to have a real problem. So this is an outgrowth of what we've been doing for quite a while. Obviously, the events of the last few months have brought it really to the fore. We're proud to do it, and I know that law enforcement in Boulder County is very committed to protecting everyone who lives here, no matter who they are.
Well, it was just fascinating, and as you say, the events of the last few months, and one of the conversations is about, you know, so-called sanctuary cities and local police in many cities saying they don't want to work with federal immigration officials, not because they're not interested in crime, but because they want the feds to do their job of deporting criminal undocumented immigrants. The job of the local law enforcement officials is to work with communities, and they would lose that trust. So you're echoing that. But talk about, you know, the person whose words you're reading. Her name is Anna Cassis.
Yes, Anna Cassis has lived most of her life in Boulder, and it's a very powerful monologue about the experience that she had when her little brother was deported to Mexico. You know, it's powerful for me to read it just to myself. I think it's going to be powerful to perform it. And, you know, what's been great about this Do You Know Who I Am performance, and I've seen it performed several times and I've read a lot about it, is that it helps non-immigrants in Boulder County understand what the experience has been of the undocumented community and what it's like to live that way in our community.
Do you have a few lines from Anna Cassis that you could read for us now?
Sure. I've got actually the first two paragraphs, I think, really size it up. So let me read it.
Sure.
I face the despair of being an undocumented high school senior with all kinds of dreams and little chance of going to college. But for me, nothing has caused as much pain as the deportation of my brother. Nothing. I want to tell you about him, but I don't really know how to begin. I wish I could show you my memories so that you could get to know the sweet little boy that I know and love. Then maybe you would understand. Like how in elementary school he would save his allowance to buy our mom flowers. Now when she used to work nights, he would wake her up in the afternoon with a sandwich that he'd made himself. There are so many things like these that make Luis the sweetest boy I have ever known. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you his story, a story not many people have heard, of the undocumented students who give up, who lose their light. And then it goes on to tell the experience of him being deported at about age 19.
Now listen, I'm not sure what I'm hearing here. Are you having a hard time reading that?
I actually do have a hard time. As as a father of two boys myself, the whole idea of this boy being deported from his family is very emotional.
I can hear that. Well, what do you say to people who say, yeah, but if somebody broke the law, you know, you've heard these national conversations.
I have, and you know what I say, we have spent a lot of time, we've done probably close to 200 events in Boulder County and elsewhere in Colorado. A lot of the problems around immigration in our country are based on lack of understanding the law, lack of understanding the experience, lack of understanding what options are. What I say to lots of folks, and I spend a lot of time in the community talking about these issues, is when you understand the intersection of federal law and state law, the difference between committing a crime and being undocumented, and there's a large difference, and you understand the enormous contribution that the undocumented community makes, you will approach these issues with a much more thoughtful and, I think, compassionate approach. And it's been my experience that when people really understand, one of the problems we have nationally now is that people don't really talk. They kind of yell at each other. And immigration is a very complex issue, and people really need to understand what the legal issues are, the social issues, and when they do, they approach it with a much more compassionate and thoughtful approach.
Victor Galvan, I want to bring you back in. You're sitting there next to your district attorney, Stan Garnett. What was that like for you to hear him have this emotion, you know, reading a story that I'm sure you've heard several times before?
Absolutely. It's interesting to see Stan really chew on the words that she's written and spoken emotionally, because I think this is what we're trying to accomplish, is to really show that, like, no matter who you are, regardless of your background, you know, you're going to seek out the humanity in people's words and in their story. And really, it's the pit of the reason why I got into this performance, is because I want to make sure that people hear that aspect of my story that makes us human. It makes us equal.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, you're going to be seeing your words read, in this case, by a police chief, the Longmont police chief, Mike Butler. Do you have a few lines of your monologue?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that when I get the chance, I'm going to be a great man. I was born in Chihuahua, Chihuahua, Mexico. I was brought here when I was 8 months old. I don't know much about my dad's upbringing, but my mother grew up poor, the second youngest of seven children. With her family struggling to keep food on the table, she would always choose work over school, even though she loved school. Finally, at the tender age of 9, she made the adult decision to quit school to help support her family full-time. So when she and my father made the decision to bring us to the United States, she wanted us to have an opportunity she truly never had. She knew that if we grew up in Mexico, we would end up dropping out of school and working in a fábrica, a factory, for the rest of our lives if we were lucky.
Stan Garnett, again, I can hear people saying, don't prey on my sympathies, you know? What would you say to other law enforcement across the country that might be skeptical about this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because sympathy is definitely a part of understanding these stories. But my message as a lawyer of 35 years and a person who's a leader in law enforcement in Colorado is it's all about the rule of law. It's all about making sure that America is a country that it's always promised to be and that we need it to be. And the rule of law means that everyone is entitled to the protection of the law, no matter who they are. Issues like immigration are complex. They're very analogous to federal tax issues. Somebody doesn't pay their taxes, they need to sort that out with the federal government. But if they're a victim of a crime in my county, they're entitled to the full protection of the law. The same is true with immigration. Any human being who lives in Colorado has a constitutional right to the protection of Colorado law. So sympathy helps, but what it's really about is the American tradition of the rule of law and of people being treated equally.
That's Stan Garnett, Boulder County District Attorney and actor, as it turns out, or he's going to be at least for one night, speaking the words of Do You Know Who I Am? And Victor Galvan helped write the original version. The show performed this weekend. We understand it sold out, so maybe you'll do it again. Best of luck to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
having
us.
Thank you for having us.
And we quick to note, though, even though the show is sold out, the Modus Theater will be streaming the performance on Facebook Live this Sunday. We'll have much more information. We'll link you up.